T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hawson, studio Bobby Hebert along with us. And welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach, Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show again.
Thanks for having me.
So certainly, you know, if being an NFL coach were easy, then a lot more would do it. It's not easy. It's hard. And when you look at this team through eight games and you look at, you know, kind of broad speaking, the formation issues, neutral zone, illegal formations, illegal shifts, and just kind of not being able to do the fundamentals of the game that these guys have been playing since kids, catch the ball, hold the ball, tackle the ball, everything feels, and you're moving the ball, but everything just feels hard. Is that accurate?
I definitely think this thing comes down to, you know, sometimes this game, we can make it as complicated as we want. It comes down to a lot of times the fundamentals and the details that goes into this thing. And so, you know, a lot of excellent examples of things that we need to do a cleaner job on, from protecting the football to, you know, just making each and every possession, each and every opportunity count.
You know, Coach Moore, talking about protecting the football or taking it away, this is kind of mind-boggling. And, you know, it's hard to win a game in the National Football League, but look in the Giants game. The one reason why we won, hell yeah, we should win. You get five takeaways and five straight defensive possessions. But in less than a month, we've gone from plus five to now minus two. I think we got up to, like, fourth best in the NFL, but now we're minus two in the turnover margin. Well, and like I said, less than a month, you're just not going to win. It's too hard in the NFL. Something as simple as that, are you taking away the football, you're protecting it, can make all the difference in the world, where if truly you have a chance to end the game in the fourth quarter to come away with a win.
The most valuable thing on the field is the football, not any individual or the football. The football is the thing that scores. It's the most prized possession on the field, and we got to do a much better job of emphasizing that. You know, to be more consistent as a football team.
Now, Coach Moore, when I look at it, we got to score, and I think the rules are favorable. What I mean by that, they want the offense to be successful. You know, the fans want to be entertained. Now, if you're winning, I don't care if it's a 13-10 game, as long as you're winning. But just the football fan, if they're watching, they like when teams are scoring points. Look, I know that's unacceptable to only score 3 points. But you have to score to win. I mean, you can't. We can win by 33-2 without going into overtime. But look, when you evaluate, this Sunday marked the sixth time in eight games that you failed to score at least 20 points. I mean, come on. Well, you just look at that. That you have to score, and that's not a number that's outrageous. It's not like we're saying, oh, sixth time in eight games we failed to score 30 points. No, 20 points. Well, if you click on an offense, you should be able to score 20 points plus.
Yeah, no question. We got to score more points. It's as simple as that. Our defense gave us a heck of a chance in that game. There's a lot of positives there. You know, we're not being good enough on offense, and it starts with me. I gotta develop a plan that allows us to be more successful.
Coach, what were your thoughts? Because you knew you'd start the season without Taysom Hill, but you knew you'd probably get him back, and you know kind of where you did. and how you would use him. He had five snaps yesterday. I mean, obviously third and short, QB power, right? We get it, you know, ain't nobody going to stop him. But how did you think you would use him, and why has it kind of worked out that he just hasn't really been used more?
Yeah. Again, I think that's on me. You know, we're not without a lot of opportunities within the plan of getting him the opportunities. We got a lot of plays in there for him. We're just not getting to him by circumstance and situations. And so I got to do a better job of that, because obviously he's had success in this league, and he deserves more opportunities.
Now, along those lines, Coach Moore, that, you know, you look, and we had a number of plays. We had 71 plays, but the game was 7-3. Why didn't we have more rushing attempts? We ended up with 15 rushing attempts. I understand the second half when you're having to play catch-up. But the game was closer. I mean, I'll tell you, like 7-3, you look at half and how it unfolded. Why didn't we have more rushing attempts? Now, was it maybe because Tampa Bay was, I want to say they were only giving up 99 yards a game, which was 11th best defense. Well, did that come into play? To me, the running back room, we have to have more rushing attempts, no matter who's running the ball. Why was that not the case? Because I can understand if you're trying to play catch-up. But, no, the game was close, and we still weren't running the ball.
Yeah, I got to do a better job of that. You know, we were trying to, you know, felt like we had some opportunities to get that lead early in that game. We weren't able to capitalize on them, and didn't get the rush attempts that we needed for that game. And so, yeah, at the end of the day, that's 100% on me.
Now, Coach Moore, fans have asked me this, and I'm asking you this because they, you know, have bought in to the Saints now, basically the two decades. I'm looking at post-Katrina, Sean Payton and Drew Brees and all that. And what I mean by the screenplay, okay, whether it's a running back screen or a tight end screen, I'm not talking about that the wide receiver screen. You see everybody's doing that. But I'm talking about our traditional running back, or maybe at times you slip the tight end a middle screen, whatever that might be. I remember Pierre Thomas was like the coaching clinic. Now, the quarterback has to be able to sell it. The offensive line and the running back all worked hand in hand. And they said, Bobby, why don't we run more like a traditional running back screen, maybe like with Alvin Kamara, whoever. It seems like we never run. And that was a play that Saints fans, who that nation remembers, that was highly successful, and that we'd move the sticks and be unbelievable successful. And Pierre Thomas is not even the best running backs we had then. You look, we had Reggie Bush. We had Darren Sproles. You go on and on the contribution. Why don't we run more screens?
Yeah, there's definitely some value to it, and it's something that we need to look into. And, again, I got to find a way that works best for us. And so definitely potentially some screens would be some added value to us.
Coach, when you look at the quarterback situation, and you said earlier today that you'll make a decision, you know, between Tyler and Spencer. So when you're trying to grade, you know, Tyler, he comes in at 402 left in the third quarter, down 17-3. When he throws 30 passes in a quarter and 4 minutes. And so it's he's running the offense, but he's running really kind of a, you know, kind of a predictable offense. He's not, you know, doesn't have full control of the playbook because of the score. So does that impact kind of how you look at things from a grade standpoint?
It wasn't the ideal situation to hop into. We're trying to create some momentum there and get us going on offense. And yeah, I think it had something to do with our whole entire offense just, you know, not clicking as well as we had hoped. And so Tyler went in there, he battled. I thought he did some good things. You know, circumstances were challenging. You know, but you know, I think for both those guys, you know, we're just continuing to try and grow and develop in the quarterback room.
Need to take a break, and we'll come back and talk more with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas here, Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon at the Silver Slipper in Mississippi, and Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the line as well. And we talked a lot of offense in that first block. And I want to talk about the defense. Just gave up the one defensive touchdown in the third quarter. And I want to talk about that goal line stand in the second quarter and forget what happened after that. We all know what happened after it. But Sean Tucker busts through for 15 yards to the one. I mean, it's like it was a just big hole. And then they run literally, because they had a penalty, five straight plays inside the one. Rashad White, Sean Tucker, middle, left guard. And your defense just stood up as most impressive thing I've seen in quite some time. And that was like, you could feel for Tampa, that was going to be a statement, you know, kind of a trial. Like we're it's mano a mano here. We're going to bust it in on your guys, and it didn't happen.
It was just one of the most impressive things I've seen in a while. Just our defense, I thought, that five-play sequence down there, and then, you know, going the other way later in the game, it took four plays for them to finally punch it in. And even that, we felt like we had an opportunity to make that stop. And so great sign of effort, resiliency. This game's not hard. This game's hard. It's not easy all the time. You deal with challenging situations. I thought our guys just did a phenomenal job in that situation.
Now, Coach Moore, look, to me, if you get that kind of performance on the defense, you have to expect to win. I mean, I'm looking at the Buccaneers, where they just had 81 yards in the first half, and defense kept them out of the end zone through the first two quarters. And we just talked about, described the goal line stance, one of the best I've seen in football history, what I've witnessed. And then you have an MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield, I guess right before that Monday night game against the Lions, Baker was up, I guess, for MVP in the whole NFL. But you held him to just 152 passing yards. If you'd have told me that before the game, I said, well, hell yeah, the Saints got a great chance to win. But then it was a 23-3 score. I mean, if you get that kind of defensive performance, which I think it would kind of take when you're going to Los Angeles or even games in the future, I know you would expect your offense. All right, we get that kind of defensive performance, you should win.
Completely agree. Defense played their tails off. They battled. They put us in excellent position to be successful. I thought there was a lot of positives there. Ultimately, this game is about scoring points, as we talked about at the beginning, and we didn't score enough to win this game.
Now, Kellen, when I look at this, and this is what I expected when I looked at him, more in training camp than OTAs and minicamp because the linemen and all that, but Chase Young. I was saying, boy, Chase Young's going to be ready to roll. And I'm telling you, then he comes up with the injury. And then he's missing the beginning of the season. But this kind of production, when you look at hit the trifecta, not only gets a sack, force a fumble, then recovers, but gets a sack and a half, two quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss, pass defended, force a fumble, and like I said, recovered it. But Chase Young, I think that's the kind of player you could see why we invested in him with the future, that Chase Young brought it and was playing winning football. And obviously, I'm expecting that from him going forward. And there's a reason why where he got drafted. I mean, Chase Young, I watched him in training camp. I remember when I went to L.A. and we were in Irvine against the Rams. Whoever it might be, I just watched him in practice. High motor. That Chase Young, he's hell when he's well. Now we just got to keep him well. But that was the kind of game. You might say, well, where did that come from? No, I expected him to do that. It's just that he wasn't available at the beginning of the season because of his injury.
Yeah, Chase is progressing really well. I thought, he's been building each week that he's been back. Better and better each week, it seems like. This week, I thought he just did an excellent job. He performed really, really well. He made, obviously, some impact plays, particularly that big-time sack to put us in position to be able to steal a few points before half. And so he's doing a really good job.
Coach, another game of experience for a young secondary. And when we talk about them, we often talk really just about coverage and who caught, how many passes in front of who. And we don't probably talk about what would be the percentages of, if you look at, hey, you know, that position's really a lot about communicating and passing off receivers, right? I mean, it's that's the more difficult probably part of the game as a young player in the NFL, and probably a more difficult transition from college to the NFL. You know, that's, you have to kind of learn that on the job. Is that, I mean, is that part of this growth for them, that that communicating and learning when and how and passing off receivers?
Yeah, there's definitely a component of those guys being all tied together. There's a lot of verbal, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that has to be played at a really high level. And I feel like this group, you know, the last few weeks, I feel like there's definitely been a trend in a positive direction. I think our guys are playing with more confidence, playing better. There's a lot of positives of what that group's developing.
Now, Kellen, looking at, you know, it just seems like we're laboring to move the ball down the field and to score. And, you know, you've coached football enough, played enough football. When you talk about splash plays, chunk plays, but I was looking where we haven't had a run more than 10 yards. And people say, oh, well, I think Alvin can still hit it and get it. And, you know, you look at the running back room, but not having a run of more than 10 yards, and only one of the Saints, we had 71 plays, like I said, covering more than 16 yards. And when you look at when all said and done and what you're doing, you know, because you look at third down, if you just look at this, it's kind of deceptive. We were 8 of 16 on third down, and they were 3 of 13. You think for sure that's winning football. But why, when you look at the film, why maybe we haven't had more of those splash runs or even splash pass plays?
Yeah, I think it's something we're striving for. We got to do a better job. It starts with me. I need to focus from a design standpoint of giving ourselves as many opportunities as we can. Collectively, it takes everyone, you know. Runs a lot of times become explosives because all 11 are on the same page. Sometimes comes up with perimeter blocking, ability to, you know, make that big time block out in space and allows the running back to make a big play. And then in the pass game, it's, you know, always starts with protection aspect and then giving ourselves as many opportunities as we can to get downfield. And we got to put ourselves in more situations that allow us to do that.
And the next opportunity will be at SoFi against the Rams on Sunday. We'll talk a little bit about the Rams when we come back. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. This is now moving on to the next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing First in Service. And that would be SoFi Stadium. I don't know how much you guys played there at Philly for the Saints. We've been, if you include preseason, twice in 23, once in 24, now twice in 25. Chargers in preseason, the Rams now week 9. And so they are off. They had a bye week because they played in London week 7. They're 5-2, beat Jacksonville in London handily. And they are explosive, right? You look at this team, which, you know, had the practice with them. So Tampa Bay had 27 explosive passes from Baker Mayfield. That was second in the NFL. Matthew Stafford has 30, and because they didn't play, he's still at 30. So this will be a huge test.
Yeah, this team's playing as well as anyone in the National Football League. They're 5-2, and their two losses are a blocked field goal against Philadelphia and then a fumble on the goal line against San Francisco. And if you look at those two games, they have every opportunity to win it. And so they're doing a lot of good things. They're a really experienced team. They play a lot of football, and it'll be a fun challenge for us.
Well, being a challenge, Coach Moore, I can tell you one thing. We better protect the football. Because I was looking where, you know, you got to take away, protected it. That going into the bye week, they were like fifth best with 10 takeaways, and they're punching it out. Forced fumbles, they were fourth best. So I'll look at those two categories. Not only, you know, the ball bounce away, can you still recover it? Going into the bye week, they were like plus 3. I thought that was one thing. That, to me, is still mind-boggling how – you know, because I think it does make a difference. I said this earlier. We were plus 5 in that Giants game and then for the season. And now, you know, we're minus 3 in this game against the Bucks, minus 2 for the season. But that's one area. No, if we minus category, that'd be tough sledding if you're going to beat a team like the Rams. So somehow we got to protect it, take it away. And then a two-part question here. That was a statement. Two-part question here. When we practiced against the Rams, could you take anything out of that when we went to Irvine? I know it was limited, and you maybe look at some personnel. But one cat who burned us the last time we played him, and he's up there, NFL receiving leaders, Puka Nacua, 54 receptions. And then you look how they count on him, that being Matthew Stafford, on third down reception leaders. So he was second best behind Jamar Chase in receiving leaders. And he's, I want to say hovering, not hovering, he was right under Cortland Sutton with third down reception leaders at number two, that being Puka Nacua. And I'm not even talking about Davante Adams. So we better get a damn pass rush against Matthew Stafford. I might be picking chickens.
Yeah, I think I'll start with, you know, we had an opportunity to play these guys or practice with these guys in a joint practice. Those are always valuable for your team in August during training camp. I think both teams have an opportunity to utilize the film just to have some awareness to it. It's early, it's installation phase, so there's conceptually there'll be a few things, but not a ton. You know, both teams will be able to use the same stuff. And then as far as, you know, Puka's obviously having a tremendous season. He's dealt with a little injury here, but obviously coming off the bye week, you got to be ready for him to be ready to go. You know, he's playing tremendous football, and obviously we know, you know, Matthew's been one of the premier quarterbacks in this league for a really long time, and, you know, he's been doing it really successfully for a reason. He's got all the talent in the world. He's a really smart football player, and this offense plays at a really high level.
Coach, you were asked earlier today about the kind of, it was about the quarterback situation, and you were like, I don't want this to be like a weekly competition because you got to get your starters in there and get reps during the week. And so I'm assuming that's a broadened out question. It goes beyond just the quarterbacks. You can't get into this weekly competition for positions because you got to get the starters in there to do the snaps for the game plan.
Yeah, we got to do our best to put ourselves in a really good position on Sunday. That means trying to get as many reps as you can for the guys who are obviously going to be asked to execute it on Sundays. And so, you know, every group's going through that. You know, we got to put ourselves in good position.
You know, Coach, looking at from a penalty standpoint, we started off terrible this season. But, you know, not double-digit penalties or 100 yards. But it seems like, Ball, we get some penalties that we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And, you know, you talk about assignment, alignment, and all that. And do you address, like, veteran players that you can't have a procedure penalty? Come on. And I'm going to call them out, Chris Olave. And you're going to most, you can't be going forward. Come on. You're a veteran. You can't be doing that. Do you address them, or is like, do they know that, no, this I can't be in a situation where I'm hurting the team as far as getting those undisciplined penalties?
No question. Every Monday we review this game and go through every little detail, and we address each and every penalty. We had 8 for 40 yards in this game. You know, and there's sometimes judgment penalties in there that we know those happen, but the controlled variables, the pre-snap penalties, simply have to be eliminated. And, you know, those are all under our control. A neutral zone infraction, a false start, an illegal formation, whatever it may be. You know, those are all under our control. You know, we can control those variables, and those hurt the team.
Now, Coach Moore, a guy that's under the radar, I don't think he ever talks to the media. I think since he came on the team, he don't want to talk to the media. I don't care if he talks to the media, as long as he can play, that being Nathan Shepard. I mean, here he is. He's a blue-collar kind of guy. He's in the trenches. He had 3 total tackles, but he ended up with a sack, a quarterback hurry, a tackle for loss. What can you tell the fans about Nathan Shepard? Because he's a man of few words, but I know he plays hard. That guy, and you need those kind of teams on your players on your roster.
Yeah, Shep has been phenomenal. He had a winning performance on Sunday, no question. He played 47 snaps, and he played maximum effort every single play, and that's what you respect so much about him. He's a great example to so many players of how to play. That's how you want to play. Obviously, he had some production in there with a tackle and a sack, and you know, just his pad level that he plays with, he puts a lot of pressure on the offense.
Well, Coach, there's only one thing you can do, and that's get back to work and work harder, and I know that you will, and we appreciate your time. And back to SoFi we go, and back to L.A. Good luck on Sunday against the Rams.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.